Anyway, boom, we're on.
Yeah, welcome to the Bigger Brother podcast with me, Paul, and this guy over here.
This geezer here, I'm here.
Yeah, and we're just going to talk about some, just kind of randomly chat and see what happens today.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we went to Total Ninja, which is like a Ninja Warrior course, for adults and for kids, because we went for my daughter's birthday. Because I decided I would go for her birthday. No, because she was having a girls only party and we were going to take her, our nephew and her niece with us as well, so they could spend the day together. But also, we got to play on the big kids' toys as well.
Pretty cool, because I needed some redemption because I've been before and it was just one bit of equipment that I needed to do and I smashed it. So
it was
an upside down crawl, so it's.
You did that. I got gassed out on that.
It burns the forearms, absolutely destroys the forearms.
I just couldn't breathe because I was ill. By the time I got onto the second upside down bit, I was like, I can't breathe anymore. I'm gonna have to let go. But at least I got across, and that's the most difficult bit.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that section again because we did it wrong. I should have started off with a hard one and then gone down to the easier ones instead of tiring myself out on the easy ones.
Yeah, some of the lads that they want to go, so we'll have to get young grown-ups.
Yeah, definitely, and we'll get some better footage this time. I'll bring my proper camera with me and get some proper footage and make a proper YouTube video out of it or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Because
I like the swinging, I like them ladders. I like them swinging ones as well, the ones that move when you, like, swing on them.
Ah, yeah.
On the second one, like the first one was kind of easier.
I like the rings, where you got to flip the rings onto different hooks and you got to work your way across, but then as you get halfway through,
I like that, but my grip would burn out by the time I got to that one.
Yeah, Total Ninja is all to do with grip and forearm. I mean, having sore calloused hands doesn't help. It just burns my hands even more. Yeah,
I was alright apart from the fact that I was ill as well. I was ill and fasted. So I was like, if I'm ill, I'm just going to eat and then work is infected, we won't get to eat either and then it'll die. But then I did Total Ninja and was like, oh, I've got to need something to eat now.
Yeah, a big scram for that.
Yeah.
What else has been on the agenda for this week then?
Me?
Not too, yeah.
Me, I've just been trying to get rid of this infection again. I'm not up with me. I'm just run down, ill. It feels like a sinus infection because I'm getting lots of just mucus and that around my nose. But it's also with my stomach. I feel like my gut microbiome is just off. No matter how much probiotics I take and all the eating all the healthy fibrous vegetables, I still feel like it's something in my intestines doing me wrong. Doing me a mischief, that's all.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than having gut issues because it's just brings me down inside. I don't have it as much as you, but just having it in your stomach, it's just like, well, stomach and head. I very rarely get it in my stomach when I do. It's like, I know I shouldn't, but it's like you said, I try and starve my body, and for me, it helps me out more if I don't eat.
Yeah, it's alright as long as you're not like trying to prove yourself on some Ninja Warrior course that same day. If you just chill it and fast, then just get rid of stuff, so the best way to do it.
I can't chill and fast, mate, because the more I chill, the more I want to eat. That's a fact of the time still, so when I'm chilling and I'm bored, I want to eat.
Oh yeah, you've got to stay busy, but I mean, not like strenuous.
Yeah, no, more neat than non-exercise activity, thermogenic. Try a bit more neat when you're fasting instead of doing something really, really fucking extreme like Total Ninja.
Yeah.
Going out for a stroll, going out walking.
I also tried fasting yesterday, but failed because I'd made brownies for my mate's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some of that left over, so I had to eat some of that before we went on a walk.
Had to eat some.
I had to eat some of that. And also have my a greasy coffee before I went with my
greasy coffee, nice.
Herbal infused coconut oil.
Nice.
Yes. So then after that, I had the lunches and I come back from a massive walk. Went for went for a bit of a walk around Bullsworth with Sam and Beth. Nate took their ties out, Sam took his drone and Beth took her camera, so I just had to take my mates with me. it was fun for a little bit, but I also didn't take any gloves, so my hands started to freeze.
Oh,
so I'm going to do a little bit.
I can't function in this weather either.
And also there were dogs with me as well, I almost killed one of the dogs.
What, with the mace?
Yeah. Tripped him up. Not with the mace though, but just with my footwork. Because I was just standing, I was just doing, like, just swinging it, just doing different types of swings, but I realised, I'm just sort of standing still here, so I started to incorporate some footwork, and then the dog started running at me more.
So then I stepped out to the side to do like a side lunge or something, and the dog, I just felt the dog go into my leg.
So basically, you sweep kick the dog?
Basically. Sam was filming it on his drone at the time, but apparently that footage got deleted. Missed all the interesting stuff.
More must be cool with a drone.
He got some pretty good shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not near any airports, I hope.
What have you been doing in the gym then?
Passing out.
Oh my god. I'm amongst that.
Yeah. Deadlifting part of the new program. The program is the exercise deal with deadlifting in straight to kettlebell swings. I was doing 4 sets of 8 at 140. Looking back now and taking your advice, I should have dropped the weight more than the reps. We got to the 4th set in halfway through the last set, and I just honestly felt like something just went pop in the back of my neck, the left hand side of my neck, head, and it just popped and then gone. 5 seconds later, I woke up on the floor and I was like, what the fuck? So it never happened to me before, crossed it off my bucket list, but it's not something I'm proud of. Should have again stressed and listened to my body and not gone for that extra lift at the end. I should have.
Well, so you just carried on after you'd had a pass out?
Well, no, not after you had a pass out, but I had that little bit of a, ooh, what's that? Like, not so much as like I felt like something about to snap, it was just something just felt a little bit weird. Felt something like a little bit different.
Something felt off, but yes, you carried on anyway.
But I just kind of just wriggled my ass, set myself again for my deadlift, took a big deep breath, and got to about my shins, and then went whoop forward and up on the floor. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck's going on? Vision was all a bit blurred, cloudy, throbbing headache. Luckily enough, after 5 minutes, and someone realised that I wasn't just knackered after me set, someone come over and was like, all right, I told them, and was like, oh, so yeah, not cool. I have to take a step back now.
Yeah, but you need to get in the doctor's office. That sounds like a burst, like blood vessel or something, or at least like pressure on your brain, pressure on the back of your head. That's never a good thing.
No, and it's never happened before, so it was scary. It's still scary now.
Just because you've still not been a doctor, like I told you to. I never tell people to go to doctors unless, like, I think the doctor's actually got to help. Because most of the time, it's the general practitioners these days, they're just overrun and they've just had bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're just bored, they've heard everything before, and everything's got a simple, yeah, go home and take this paracetamol and shut up.
Well, it was that explanation why I didn't go, because I just thought I was maybe overreacting a little bit and it'd pass.
I don't overreact when it comes to going to doctors.
No, and that's why when you said go to the doctor, I was like, yeah, shit, better go to the doctors then. So yeah, Tuesday. Only because, not that I'm stubborn, it's just, I just thought it'd pass. And then I went to do a little bit more exercise. So this happened on Tuesday. Went to do a little bit of, went to the gym with Zoe on Saturday and tried to do a little bit more, and it was there again, throbbing pain when I was trying to like strain myself. Sorry, nothing too strenuous, but when I had to like grind out a last rep, I could just feel it, so I had to stop there before anything serious happened. So yeah, that's on the agenda. Now it's time to rein it back and work on my mobility more.
Yeah, but that wasn't just randomly though, was it? What did you do on Saturday night after we'd been to Ninja Warrior?
Oh yeah, excessively drank wine.
Excessively drank wine?
Yeah.
And probably a few other prior prescriptions?
Yes.
That's never good for your blood pressure.
Never good for your blood pressure, nervous system.
Yeah, exactly.
So I even rested on Monday, but yeah, it was a heavy weekend because I don't do it all the time. I don't go out all the time and I used to, but I don't do it anymore. I don't go out all the time, and this was the first time I've been out this year since Christmas so far.
Might as well nearly kill myself.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have that intention, but yeah, no. I won't be going out for a while again. Turned down going out last night just because health and body comes first.
Yeah, well, if you can't train, then what's the point of going out?
Yeah, because I'll just get fat now. Yeah. Because there's lots of other things I can do in the way of fitness and training. It's not one of those where I can't train now forever until I get some attention and I don't know, feel better. There's other things that I can do. I can rein it back and I can do light, I can do not as intense stuff. I can work mobility a lot more. So I've got to adapt my training to my body, but not until I seek help on Tuesday.
Yeah. Just stretching and some light pumping with some elastics till then, if you really need to do some.
Yeah. and I've done my elastics out again. And I broke my last ones.
I've done apart from being ill, not much really. All my classes are starting to go wellish. It's mostly my friends that are coming at the moment, but there's a few other people coming that are interested, and it's slowly building up a bit at a time.
That's how it starts.
Yeah. I broke two of the clubs, and then tomorrow I've broken up two. So that's like two pairs of clubs down, because they were too brittle in the handle, where they come down at the bottom. Because they're just plastic baseball bats, like kids' toy ones filled with concrete.
Wiffle bats.
Yeah, well, they're not quite wiffle bats. Well, kind of like wiffle bats, but not quite. There's no foam on them. But where the handle is, it's quite slim. So that's just a weak point, because I didn't reinforce it with anything for the thing to. But I've got five pairs of these. Well, they're just plastic tubes that you can screw bottles onto the end of, but they're made specifically for using as clubs. So you can get, like, you've got your standard bottle cap, and they've all got the same sort of size. So then you can just unscrew your lid off your bottle, screw this pipe onto the top of the bottle, screw your lid onto the bottom of the pipe, and then you've got a club,
yeah,
a weighted club, and you can fill the bottle with whatever you want, water, stones, concrete, so I can have five pairs, and I can set them to all different weights, whereas the clubs I've got at the minute, I've got a couple of 4K, a couple of 2K steel ones, and then I did have seven pairs, so I've got five pairs left, these the plastic, little red plastic ones, they weigh about just under a kilo each, if that. No, they're good for they're purely for mobility, but they're not that good for when it comes to like the actual working out.
Well, when you were just telling that, then I was thinking, why not make a how to make a mace video?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. I've been planning to do that for ages. It's just when the weather's decent enough, so we can do it all outside.
Yeah, it is better outside. Of course, life's better with better weather.
With the weather, because like when I first did them, I took pictures and stuff. Like me, if I actually did it, my dad actually let me do some of it.
Yeah, because Dad normally likes to take off. Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, can you just help me with the cemented bit? Yeah, okay. And then I went round and put all the stuff out, read it. And then, like, half an hour later, I was like, where's your dad? I've always done three of them already. What? Okay.
Dad's old school, always cracked on. Yeah.
But that's what I want to do a video showing how to make your own handmade homemade mace bells with it's a fence post panel, like we get from B&Q, round sort of fence post. Mm-hmm. Looks slimmer than you're imagining. And just get an old protein tub. I got the 1250 milliliter ones are the ones that we use the most of, but that's to make a really light mace. But you get like your big 2.5 kilo tub that you get 2.5 kilos of protein in, you fill that up, and that's a 10k mace, at least. That's just not going that heavy.
Well, no, because I've literally, obviously, going around before we started this podcast, I picked up Paul's 10 kilo mace. I was like, geez, what's this? About 30 kilos. And then he heard from the kitchen, because he must have heard me swinging and going, be careful with that 10 kilo mace. I was like, that's 10 kilo.
That was a club as well, not the mace.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's cool.
The 10 kilo mace is right next to it, though.
Yeah.
That big white one. Because the original ones when we did it, we used plant pots and ended up smashing the plant pots. But with the protein tubs, you can just drill a hole in the lid, and then the pole goes straight through the lid into the protein tub, and then you fill the tub up with concrete, and there you go. And then because the original ones that we did just kept chipping off, bits of concrete kept chipping off.
If you're as old as me and Paul, I don't know, there's only 4 years between us. Like just when you're going about making the mace, I was thinking of the program How. Remember How? And you just put down, how do you make this? And it's just how you make things, and it's like, just imagine part of the video, because you put hands up like, how? And then Paul's going, how do you make a mace?
Do it like
that's
that.
A video idea. How?
Do it like that, and how to make handmade all those clubs.
Because you don't need you don't need to start going out like expensive, branded equipment. You can get away with making your own stuff, buying the cheap stuff, because you don't need the expensive stuff.
Technically, you don't need anything really. You do it all with body weight, but you probably need a tune-up bar for body weight.
Well, you just led me on to something I was going to speak about. My home workout that I've been shedding this week, well, past 2 weeks I've been giving out for free. So it's a HIIT workout, or a high intensity workout that you can do at home. No weights needed, it's all body weight stuff. And I am literally just throwing it everywhere for free. I've been putting it out on my Instagram. Anyone wants it, direct message me and you can have it. So one of Zoe's friends tagged me in a post the other day, just randomly tagged me, and I was like, ooh, what's this? She was like, just about to do this all-mate workout, and then she messaged me afterwards going, Jesus, that's intense. But I break it down into levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced. So you just work your way through it, and from that, again, it snowballed through her friends getting in contact saying, oh, ooh, what's this workout? Can I give it a try? And then it's like, yeah. And then it's all ball, and this one guy, he's not even been into a gym before, he was a friend of a friend, and he went, I'll give it a try, and it was really, really tough. Even the beginner was really, really tough, but he's never done exercise before.
Yeah.
So I ended up messaging him, saying, oh, thanks for giving it a try, but don't look at it as being defeated because you can't do the beginner. Look at it as your first goal. That is your first goal in fitness, to achieve the beginner level. So he was like, oh, I've never thought about it like that, thank you. So anybody out there who wants a home-made workout, you don't have time one day to get into the gym, but you feel like you want to do something, then DM me on my Instagram, at BiggerPictureFitness, and you can have it for free, because I don't feel like I should charge it for something that I spent 10-15 minutes on writing, but at the same time, I've actually done this workout and put the exercises into the order where I think you get more benefit from it. So. Give me a message and I'll send it to you.
And you have done a bunch of instructional videos, which I think I might have deleted after I've edited them. I'll have a look for them on my computer, and if they're there, I'll get them up onto your YouTube.
Yeah.
But if not, we should do that again, and we should do just little things like that. We should start doing workouts in the week and stuff to go that comes out along with the podcast.
Wow, yeah, I just thought of a marketing slogan now. Wow! Oh, workout of the week instead of a WOD, workout. Workout of the day, and all that, workout of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good idea, that, yeah. You know, so yeah, I did post on the Instagram, the YouTube channel that we did, because we did do a lot of videos.
You did some.
Well, I like to say a lot because it's the most videos I've ever done
okay.
in my pro fitness career, so it's a lot for me. So we did videos, and we first started on the main compound movements because it was why not, why ask about doing different kinds of finishes, as I like to call them, when you can focus on the compound movements, which a lot of people struggle on. We smashed all those out on my YouTube channel.
The thing is though, as well, we can do more now. We can just go through them all now. Because we don't always have to do them at Manchester Muscle after hours. Like today, well, it's a bit late now in the day, but when I don't have Teach, then I'm pretty sure Sandra doesn't mind me using the club to do some filming, especially just for promo stuff. So we can film, there's pretty much a gym in there now. There's my old bench. The only thing that's not in there is a squat rack, but we've covered most squatting stuff. Yeah, so we can try and do as much as we can there. We can do workouts of the day there, workouts of the week, sorry.
Yeah, because at Manchester Muscle, it's the gym environment. Yeah. So it's nice to do, because we did Kettlebell Corner, didn't we?
Yeah, we did that at the club.
And that was, it's good because at the club, it's not a gym, it's a martial arts club. But it's also.
So we can go there when it's empty, and it's not, like on Sundays, it's empty all day. So we've got all day Sundays to do stuff. So whereas at the gym, we have to wait till after hours, and then we've only got a certain amount of time till we want to lock up, which is understandable.
Yeah, and we've always thanked him before, so always thanks again to Dan Watson for letting us use the gym after hours. But again, up at the Martial Arts Club, Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix Martial Arts Academy in Barnoldswick. That's where I hold my classes as well, for anyone who's interested. If you want to check out how to swing a mace or a club or a kettlebell, all the swinging, all the lifting. You can check out my website, which is yobudha.co.uk, YOBUDHA. And the details are on there. If not, you can just message me on Facebook or Instagram and all that business.
Get the deets, yeah. Go do some filming now would be cool, because you can do stuff that you can do at home in space that you've got. If you've not got gym equipment, you can do some fun stuff, because especially if you've got twos as well, because I've just been thinking of little things like stuff you can do together as partners, and it's pretty cool doing handstands and handstand press-ups and just cool stuff like that, handstand walking on the spot. well, obviously like your friends hold your legs.
Mm.
And I've been doing that recently, like, as I've been going back to adult gymnastic classes. So we were doing some conditioning there, and again, you learn from every experience that you go through. So some of the warm-ups was get with your partner, handstand press-ups, handstand walking, and you just, and I can't wait to think, ooh, it's pretty tough, that'd be pretty cool. It's something fun to do as well.
Yeah, I keep meaning to be working on my handstand, because I see people doing it on Instagram and stuff, and just showing the progressions of the handstands, and it's like, oh, I got better handstands, I mean, I used to be a gymnast, but I've got no excuse now. But at the same time, I just don't get around to it.
There's only so many hours in the day.
There is, and I haven't been sleeping for most of them.
So instead of working on handstands, work on some more sleep. It'll come. I was going to say to you, come, it's on a Monday and a Tuesday night at Derry Gymnastics Club. It'd be pretty cool. I've only been a couple of times, but I was thinking, pretty cool for our kids to come as well.
Yeah, I've thought about it, and I've thought about going to quite a few adult classes, but they're just too far away from it.
Yeah, I mean,
too far away from me, and too late at night, and then I've got no chance of sleeping, and it's in the middle of the week. Let's have an adult's night in the middle of the week on a Tuesday or a Thursday at like 8 o'clock. Okay. Because adults don't have work.
Yeah. And adults need to leave.
But, no, that's just me being grumpy because I can't make it.
We could make it one time because Barry's closer to me than it is to you. So you could stay at my house or stay at mum and dad's house and just come and give it a try. Because I've set myself goals now. I'm not as flexible and I'm a lot more heavier than I used to be when I used to do gymnastics. But I definitely want to be a handspring front in. Doing stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
I still do that quite easily. You've got your hand up to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, when I was doing handstands, the coach was like, is your hand alright? Is there any reason you can't put your hand flat? And I was like, yeah, I can't bend your wrist. And he was like, what? Mm-hmm. So telling him, I was like, what's all that about? And again, not many people or anyone I've come across actually understand or have heard about what happened to me, so it's just an obstacle I've overcame.
But you're really fit. Figure something out though, because that can't be permanent.
It definitely is permanent. I've had all my bones crushed in my wrist, so I've got no mobility whatsoever.
Yeah, no, but you can 3D print you a bionic arm.
See, the only other thing that stresses me out as well is because I was told it can develop in my other wrist, and it can develop in my knees. It's called Kinebox disease. And like, when I'm training, I feel like I put my arm at wrist on my good wrist under too much stress. Yeah. I feel like, ooh. Please don't develop in that wrist. And I was like, I'll end up with two hooks when I'm older for hands, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do with that?
No, you get 3D printed limbs now. I've seen like Iron Man presenting some 3D printed arm to some disabled kid. You get one, fine.
Yeah, to be fair, my 9-to-5 job is to do with pneumatics and anything to do with air. And I was talking to some guy who made prosthetic limbs in his shed,
yeah,
for young children,
yeah.
and he has ones obviously that function on their own, but he has ones that function through air, and like he'd have like a little pump in his good hand, and then like the kids like to move, they're supposed to, like, they'd pump it and the fingers would move up and down, and he's like, the look on the kids' faces when they've got no arm, and I put this pretty cool like multicolored prosthetic limb on him, and they go, press the pump this in your other hand, and then the fingers move. He's like, I was like, such a good idea. But yeah, I'll end up with prosthetic limbs. Let's hope not.
Alright, you definitely get a prosthetic, definitely get it sometimes. Something better than just, like, here's a straight piece of metal in your wrist, in your arm.
Because it does affect some things, like front squat, for instance, there's no chance I can hook my hands under. It's not a chance. So I have, when I front squat, I have to cross.
Yeah, you can't really do an Olympic lift, can you?
No, as much as that, I went to an Olympic lift session with one of my friends and I really enjoyed it. But I mean, I could snatch from the bar being on the back of my shoulder, I could snatch.
Good drop snatch.
Yeah, but I literally can't. I don't know if I'm getting it right, but the clean, and
when you're getting into the front rack position.
Yeah, from the front, I could.
You can't really get into the front rack position because you can't articulate your wrist enough.
No.
Like, a lot of people struggle, and you'll see them just gripping on it, they've just got it on their fingers mostly, and it's thumbed around. You can't even do that. So.
No. And then I can put it on to my fingers, but then it's like so much strain on my fingers, and that's one of the things that scares me about training is, if something was to go wrong or I slipped, or all I've got to the leeway is my fingers, and I just feel like I'm just going to snap at some point. Benching was my biggest worry, but I've overcome benching. I've just got tough skin in between my thumbnail and in the index finger, because the bar has to rest in there instead of more on my palm. But it's pretty cool. Pretty cool story time, kids.
Maybe not.
No, because we were talking about this the other day, and it was like, maybe not. And it was like, nah, too selfish. Too selfish to have kids. But at least you admit it.
No, it's not
that. No.
The world's overpopulated. It's not the end of the world if you don't have kids these days.
Plus, without getting too deep into it, it would want to bring a kid into this day and age, but that's my opinion. We could talk about that in another podcast, but I wouldn't. Yeah, not the way it's going. But I tell you what, I think.
But we need to bring children into the world to fix it, because we're all too stupid to stop fix our own problems.
Yeah, stupid or ignorant.
It's the same thing. If you're ignorant, then you're pretty stupid, aren't you?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've trailed off now. It's been 25 minutes. That's almost an episode.
A little bit of fitness, a little bit of what we've been up to, but it's getting back onto a mic again. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, because it's been a couple of weeks because we took a we took a week off to go to do Ninja Warrior.
And obviously I went. It wasn't functional on the Sunday, but first episode down for
this week. Right, we'll see you later, guys. Thanks for listening. You know where all our socials are. I'm Yo Buddha on Instagram, yobuddha.co.uk on my website, Yo Buddha on the YouTubes, and I have a Yo Buddha page on Facebook. I'll explain where the Yo comes from in the next episode. I promise I'll do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, apologies for that. You catch me on Instagram, Bigger Picture Fitness. Also on my YouTube channel, Bigger Picture Fitness. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Until the next time.
Peas and sprouts.